Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the evening news bulletin, I am Matsina. The headlines. Nagaland eliminates zero enrollment and single teacher schools for first time. Nagaland RMSA 2016 teachers begin second phase of agitation with statewide boycott of classes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global unity to fight against terrorism. And Advisor H. Tovihoto Ayemi hails transformative power of Adi Karma Yogi, Abhiyan for tribal leadership. Now, the news in detail. Nagaland has, for the first time in an academic year, eliminated all zero enrollment and single teacher schools. According to the Union Education Ministry's latest UDICE Plus report, 2024-25, the number of schools in the state rose marginally to 2,750 from 2,725 in 2023-24. Meanwhile, schools reporting zero enrollment dropped from 12 to nil, and all 31 single-teacher institutions were phased out. A report.
According to Ministry's report, 24 teachers previously posted at zero enrollment schools have been absorbed into fully functioning institutions. Nagaland's teacher count rose to 33,131 in 2024-25 from 32,602 the previous year, maintaining a pupil-teacher ratio of 13, which is well below the national average of 24. The average number of teachers per school remained at 12. Student enrollment in the state also rose slightly to over 4,14,000 from 4,12,000, though average enrollment per school dipped slightly from 152 to 151. Garhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nationally, school enrollment reached 24.69 crore across 14.71 lakh schools, with the number of teachers crossing the 1 crore mark for the first time in 2024-25. The national average stood at 168 students and 7 teachers per school. The Nagaland RMSA 2016 Teachers Association began the second phase of its agitation today against the government's alleged failure to implement court orders on their demand for equal pay for equal work. As part of the protest, all RMSA 2016 teachers boycotted classes across the state, disrupting teaching and academic activities in 133 schools. The association has warned that the agitation will intensify if the government does not address their concerns sincerely. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable, delivering his statement at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Tianjin, China. Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack. Meanwhile, the SCO declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. The declaration released after the Heads of States Council summit also recognized India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. Advisor for Tribal Affairs H. Tovihoto Ayemi today said the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan is a transformative mission aimed at empowering grassroots tribal leadership through selfless service and inclusive governance. Speaking at the launch of a four-day training program at SERT Kohima, Mr. Ayemi said the mission envisions building a network of over 20 lakh tribal leaders across 1 lakh villages nationwide. He highlighted that the initiative is part of India's larger vision for Viksit Bharat 2047, where tribal communities actively shape the country's development journey. The training is being conducted by a team of national and state-level trainers, with a total of 79 officials from 12 districts participating in the program. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Political Affairs Committee held a meeting with all members of the Legislative Assembly this afternoon at the State Banquet Hall in Kohima. The meeting reviewed and discussed major issues related to the Naga political issue. Chief Minister Nipu Rio, Deputy Chief Ministers Wai Paton and Tia Ziliang, Speaker Sharingai Longkuma, both Members of Parliament, advisers and MLAs attended the meeting. A coordination meeting of the Agri and Allied Departments in Wakad District was held today to review preparations for the upcoming Banana Festival. Chairing the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar informed that the festival is tentatively scheduled for the 17th and 18th of October.
Advisor Agriculture Mathan sir, he is also very much interested. Most probably our banana festival will happen on 17th and 18th of October, 2 days, which is Friday and Saturday. This is a tentative date. This will also depend on the availability of the dignitary which we are inviting.
During the meeting, departments were directed to work closely with farmers and participants and work out innovative ideas for the event. Officials were also urged to prepare a list of banana byproducts to be displayed during the festival. With about 6 weeks to go, the district administration will hold weekly review meetings to ensure all arrangements are in place. Meanwhile, Skill Development Officer Anuranjan Singh briefed the meeting about key activities during the recent farmers' exposure trip to Kerala and Tamil Nadu. The 10th Regional Saras Affair was inaugurated today at supermarket in Dimapur. Organized by the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission, NSRLM, the fair was opened by Director of Rural Development, M. Mongna Konyak. Speaking to the media, State Program Manager of NRLM, Atia Senba Longcha, said the Saras Fair is aimed at enhancing the livelihoods of self-help groups and rural artisans by providing a marketing platform. He informed that the fair is organized twice a year. This edition features participants from Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Sikkim, alongside 7 departments from Nagaland. A total of 43 stalls have been set up, showcasing local products and handicrafts. The fair will run for 10 days. In cricket, North East Zone put up a spirited effort to hold Central Zone to a draw in the Dulip Trophy quarterfinals in Bengaluru yesterday. However, North East Zone failed to progress to the semi-finals, with Central Zone advancing on the basis of a dominant first innings lead. Central Zone posted commanding totals of 532 for 4 declared and 331 for 7. North East Zone, in reply, were bowled out for 185 in their first innings, but fought back to finish at 200 for 6 in the second. Mizoram's Jehu Anderson and Nagaland's Rongsen Jonathan were the top scorers for the North East. The Nagaland Cricket Association has hailed the team's performance as a milestone in the region's cricketing journey. Honorary Secretary Hunilo Anilo King called the draw against the experienced Central Zone team a proud moment, saying it reflects the growing talent and fighting spirit of players from the Northeast. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated locations in Nagaland till Friday. Thunderstorm with lightning are very likely tomorrow in Kohima, Zunaboto, Mokokchung, Longleng, Mon and Tuensang. Today, the state capital Kohima recorded a maximum temperature of 26 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 17 degrees Celsius, while Dimapur recorded a high of 34 degrees Celsius and a low of 29 degrees Celsius. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland eliminates zero enrollment and single-teacher schools for first time. Nagaland RMSA 2016 teachers begin second phase of agitation with statewide boycott of classes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global unity to fight against terrorism, and advisor H. Tovihoto Ayemi hails transformative power of Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan for tribal leadership. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.